Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to hour number two of the Early Line here on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. It's Joe and Donnie here. And how about this? It's very rare that Goff leads any hour or any segment for what it's worth, unless it's Tiger Woods in big news or a major tournament that just completed. But I have to tell you, Joe, yesterday after we got off and just going ahead and just surfing through Twitter, checking on baseball and football, one of the biggest things that came through my account was an Adam Schefter tweet. Not that like Patrick Mahomes had re-upped his deal. Justin Herbert just signed a massive extension. A big-time player was traded from team to team. Somebody retired. No, none of that. It was the LIV Golf Tour essentially bought out the PGA Tour and unified three golf tours in one day here. It was one of those things where I never saw it coming. And when I read the tweet, I had to read it a few times because I didn't even know if it was an A. Darn Schefter account or if it was an Adam Schefter actual tweet here. Let's get some thoughts right away on this. The minute you saw this come down the line, TV, Twitter, social media, Sports Grid Network, what was your initial thoughts on this?
Not surprised. The idea, Donnie, that the PGA and the group that runs, you know, Monahan and these guys, the these elite class of CEOs that run it, the idea that the players knew nothing about this, towed the line, picked a side, and stayed loyal to the PGA Tour, even though they were offered buckets of money to go to LIV. They ultimately chose to back you, the PGA Tour, and the leadership group because you sold them that, hey, don't jump ship, loyal, high ground, moral high ground. And then you ultimately sell out when you just had a room full of them at the last tournament, right? They had an opportunity to explain all of this. This just didn't happen overnight, Donnie. This has been in the works now for quite a while. And the idea that the Rorys and the Tigers and the guys that were so vocal about, you know, staying the course and picking the right side and, you know, be history will show that we were right here and don't run for the money. Yeah. Now what happens if you were a guy that got off $100 million to go to LIV Tour, but you towed the line and said, no, no, I'm going to stay. How you feeling right now this morning? Feeling good? This is a nightmare scenario. Great for the LIV guys because they're laughing all the way to the bank. But, man, there's going to be a lot of bent PGA Tour golfers that didn't take the money because they thought they were doing the right thing.
And rightfully so, they should. And a lot of more of the blame to me goes on the PGA Tour because when LIV Golf was starting to approach other golfers, they immediately got into a room and they played that hardball, right? If you guys even entertain going to this LIV Golf Tour, you will be banned for life from PGA Tour activity. You won't play in any majors. You'll never be seen or heard from again. And granted, if you want to play that, that's fine. But then also playing on the heartstrings of, you know what? We're the PGA Tour. We're high and mighty, and we do everything right, and we give away to charity. How could you do this? And don't you remember 9/11? You can't play LIV Golf. Remember 9/11? You have to apologize to all of those families. And, Joe, this wasn't 15 to 20 years ago where you say, well, hey, you know what? Times change, man. Things happen. We get over things at this point. No, this was last year, the PGA Tour president basically sitting up there on a telecast with Jim Nance and telling you how horrible it is that LIV Golf is going to ruin the world. We will never compensate compete with them, we will never get together and we will never join tours. 1 year later, we're doing that. And if we could throw that tweet right back up on the screen from what Jay Monahan was actually doing behind the scenes, the PGA Tour itself is for the players. It's run by the players. The Players Championship, the TPC Championship, everything goes into it here. And Jay Monahan said these negotiations took about 7 weeks. It was him and two other PGA Tour boardroom members, no players, and they finalized the deals. We welcome in the radio audience here. You're watching and listening live to The Early Line on a Wednesday morning, Sirius XM channel 159 right here on the Sports Grid Network. How could this be? A league that is set up, run by the players, not a single player had any intuition this was going to happen. And also all along, Jay Monahan, you're right, telling these players, don't you go do it. You'll ban it. It's going to be better here. That league won't be around in 2 years. They won't be welcome back. Your legacy is here. Other guys got hundreds of millions of dollars. And your soldiers that stayed firm and said, I won't go there, what are they left with, Joe?
Well, they're left with a lot of bitterness, which is what they're going to be left with, unfortunately. But, you know, listen, it's no different than millions upon millions of us, Donnie, that have ever worked in corporate America, understanding the fact that, you know, while the company as a whole is made up of guys just like you and I, right? The players in this particular case, the workforce, ultimately at the end of the day, didn't really ever matter about you. It mattered about that small group of people upstairs that made the decision that, instead of fighting this in court, yeah, we're just going to get and join them and we're going to pocket millions upon millions. Now they're going to make money. The guys that turned down the money because they were sold that it's the integrity and right thing to do, man, those guys, I don't know how they ever get over this, Donnie. I really don't.
And the thing I always loved about the PGA Tour is they always told you they were treating their players properly. And Phil Mickelson told you, like, no. The betterment of the game, which means our golfers get paid more money. They split over to LIV Golf. They got paid more. And what did the PGA Tour do overnight? Hey, you know what? We're going to raise our purses hundreds of millions of dollars. We're going to find money here and there. Now, if I'm a PGA Tour player, I'm like, hold on. You had this money all along and you were holding it back on us. Now you're going to give it to us here? Just a horrendous look for the PGA Tour overall. There. Golf, how about that? Leading the headlines. But Major League Baseball, full card today. We're going to start that breakdown next. Don't go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's a Wednesday here, and it's hour number two, and it's officially underway. And you know what? Major League Baseball will be underway shortly as well. Afternoon baseball is the case, and that's going to begin in Pittsburgh today with the Oakland Athletics chomping at the bit to get back on the diamond here, Joe Ranieri. I mean, they're good. They're looking at win streaks here. They just got win number 6 on the road, and here they go today. And Hogan is on the mound. Not Hulk Hogan. Hogan Harris, the right-handed pitcher here for the Oakland Athletics, going up against Contreras here for the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pirates, who, if you thought it was tasty at 250, 275 yesterday, what a discount today. Joe Ranieri as a minus 184 price is to be had as a favorite for the Pittsburgh Pirates in a total that is listed at 9.5. Afternoon baseball, the Oakland Athletics making it 2 in a row. Can it be done?
The whole labeling it baseball, there's something going on in Pittsburgh early today, Don. I'm not sure I would call it Major League Baseball. There will be a ball. There'll be some players. But ultimately, it's going to be disgusting at 12:30 here. And anybody that's willing to lay almost $2 again with the Pirates, if you didn't learn your lesson last night, especially with the one guy who is... I love Contreras, but the guy's an absolute gas can on the major league level here. So, I hate winning is contagious sometimes. And when you get a team like the Athletics who just broke what the 6-game winning streak the Pirates had last night, it tends to work both ways. Right. So you win and you beat a team on a winning streak. They all of a sudden tend to lose a couple of games after that, Donnie. I want nothing to do with a 12:30 start for a West Coast team in the A's taking on a Pirates team that just showed you last night that maybe they have 32 wins, but they still ain't ready for prime time just yet.
Yeah, similar conditions yesterday, weather-wise, too. Mid-70s, yep. Wind blowing out double digits to center field, which really helped out the Oakland Athletics yesterday as they pounded out over double-digit runs. If we're looking at Harris on the mound today, the lefty, last 30 days, not bad. 3.29 xFIP number, decent splits between lefty and righty batters. And if you take a look at Contreras on the mound, a 5.82 xFIP over the past month, not a lot of strikeouts, but really struggling against left-handed batters. The only problem is that lineup is still really bad for the Oakland Athletics. Profiling against a right-handed pitcher over the past 30 days, only Noda has a 352 weighted on base percentage. He's a left-handed batter. Everybody else, what we call below the Mendoza line. So good luck with what you get today, but another heavy favorite for the Pittsburgh Pirates as they look to just get a bounce-back performance here against the Oakland A's. Game number two here at afternoon start out on the West Coast. It's 4-11 on the East Coast, but that will be at 1-11 on the West Coast. That's the Mariners and the Padres. Last night, that game stayed under the total. Kirby and Waka on the mound today, a minus 116 price here at the FanDuel Sportsbook as a favorite towards the Padres and a total, Joe, that's listed at 8.
Yeah, it was funny. We were just trying to see what the numbers were in this. It was a total of 8 brought down. I'm seeing 7.5s and then 4.5s in the first 5. Now there's 4s. Yeah. It's got pitcher's battle written all over. It really does. You got to love Waka this year and what he's been able to do. I believe he was like the National League Pitcher of the Month last month. He went 3-0. He had a 0.84 ERA. The Padres, during a stretch in May, Donnie, the only games they won were the ones that Waka pitched. So 7-4, I think, is what the Padres are in his 11 starts here. They win, but he also limits the damage. And Kirby, certainly able to shut down lineups, including this one of the Padres. So, yeah, I'd look at the total and focus on the total on an early start, maybe a getaway situation here where both teams going, let's speed this up. And both guys on the mound are capable of doing that. So I would look at the unders here in this game.
Yeah, Waka splits are filthy here. Now, his xFIP is about average, but if you take a look up against lefties here, again, Waka being a right-handed pitcher, 52 batters he's faced over the past 30 days, a 200 weighted on base percentage and a 0 ISO power number. Righties, a 138 ISO power number, so certainly doing his job here. And then flipping it over to the other side with Kirby, always a solid pitcher here. K rate about 25% over the past month, decent xFIP numbers. He does struggle a little bit with left-handed batters, but you're not going to get a ton of them today, as many as maybe 4, it looks like, possibly in the lineup for the Padres. This game, to me, does also look like an under. One game we'll take a look at, which went under yesterday, and by a long shot, the Philadelphia Phillies with a 1-0 win yesterday against the Detroit Tigers. They'll do it again tonight, a 6-0-6 start. That's going to be Zach Wheeler on the mound here for the Philadelphia Phillies. Olsen for the Tigers. Limited starts here for him in Major League Baseball. The Philadelphia Phillies, you're not really getting a discount from them. They have been winning, but a minus 245 price here now on Zach Wheeler today. A total that's listed at 8. Does this game scream another under with those bats for the Detroit Tigers? Not able to get on track today for you, Joe.
Well, I mean, the problem with both of these lineups here, I mean, and yesterday was on display at the Tigers. I mean, they were, 0 for 5 with runners in scoring position, left 6 guys on. You know, Schwarber, congratulations. You were responsible for the one run, but he's still hitting 175 this year, Donnie. It's like it's very hard to trust either of these two offenses to really separate themselves, much less lay $2.50 here. I mean, Wheeler, we keep waiting for him to, turn that corner, but he hasn't, Donnie. The numbers just aren't there. I mean, there's just nothing redeeming about wanting to bet this game because I don't know what Wheeler is going to show up. And Olsen, yeah, no, I got no problem. I got no desire to back an offense of the Tigers in a bullpen day. No thanks. This is an absolute pass for me, man. But if you can tell me which Wheeler shows up, I'm all ears here, Donnie.
77 degrees here this evening in this game. Wind blowing is similar to what it was yesterday here, Joe, about 10 miles an hour in from left field, which did knock down a couple balls. Bryce Harper probably would have had a home run yesterday, and also Trey Turner, both falling short at the warning track. We'll see how that plays into it. But you are right about Zach Wheeler. He's actually been dominant against right-handed batters here, and it looks like he's going to face at least 6 of those in the lineup today. Left-handed batters not really looking to do much damage here against Wheeler, even though his ISO power number, talking about Wheeler, is at a 213 and slightly elevated here. Let's take a look down at at South Beach, maybe more than the wins themselves. We're looking at Louis Arraez. Can he stay in that 400 range? Well, they are a favorite to get the win today, as the Marlins are a minus 172 favorite here over the Kansas City Royals. Cabrera is going to be on the mound for the Marlins. Lyles will be on the mound for the Kansas City Royals, and a total, Joe, listed at 8.5.
Imagine a world, Donnie, where you actually took your money to the window and was like, you know what? I'm back in Jordan Lyles here today. 0-9, nearly a 7 ERA, nearly a 1.4 whip. Give me the Royals. Absolutely not. Look any way you can to avoid backing Jordan Lyles, and I'll take the Marlins in this one. I'll tell you what. I'm even going to lay the run and a half, a run in the first five. Give me anything and everything except Jordan Lyles and the Royals.
Yeah, big ballpark there. We'll see what happens. And maybe that can help Lyles out, but it certainly hasn't, you know, rescued him at all this year in any environment. An xFIP of 5.32 over the past 30 days. Look at his ISO power numbers, elevated to both sides. Lefties at a 229, righties at a 275. And if we're going hunting here for some RBI shots, I mean, look, Louis Arraez, a 367 weighted on base percentage. Jorge Soler, 353. Brian De La Cruz has been very good for that team, a 412 weighted on base percentage. And then Jesus Sanchez has been great. 33 at bats he's faced against right-handed pitching, a 422 weighted on base percentage there. As we keep the train moving down the list, the Tampa Bay Rays and the Minnesota Twins will hit that one quickly. Lopez with a 4.73 xFIP over the past 38 days for the Twins on the mound. And then if we take a look at Tampa Bay, Criswell's on the mound. Not very good numbers here. Could this be a day that the Twins bats wake up against Criswell on the mound for the Tampa Bay Rays?
Strike out too much to back them on the road for my taste, Donnie, here. I would look at an under, though.
Yeah, could be a possibility here. Chris, if you're looking at the bats here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You got 5 left-handed bats, 4 right-handed bats. Yep. And if you're trying to line up against Criswell here, 21 plate appearances against left-handed bats for Criswell. How about this, Joe? Me and you can get in the box. A 506 weighted on base percentage in an ISO of 294. But the problem is, you're right. 8 out of the 9 batters today, high K percentages. Not for the pitcher, for the actual batters here. Come on now, get it together down there, Minnesota. We'll talk more Major League Baseball next, right after the break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The long grind of Major League Baseball certainly is here on a Wednesday. Yeah, we have a monster game tonight down in South Beach here. Game 3 of the NBA Finals, which we're looking forward to that. Same game parlays are out there rocking and rolling and ready to go, but still a lot more Major League Baseball to preview. We're going to go to the nation's capital here with the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Washington Nationals. Zach Davies on the mound here for the D-backs. Patrick Corbin on the mound for the Washington Nationals. The Diamondbacks, a minus 132 price in a total listed at 9.5. Yesterday broke out the bats against the Washington Nationals. Might that continue today? Patrick Corbin is on the mound. Last two starts have been solid. The start previous before those, he did get roughed up a little bit, but some of those numbers starting to come back into focus for Patrick Corbin. Dominant against left-handed batters, struggling just a little bit now against right-handed bats, and he's going to get a lot of right-handed bats in the lineup today for the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's a hot lineup going against Corbin. How do you see this one playing out? Is it a dog price you like to take at home, or just keep rolling with the Arizona Diamondbacks here, Joe?
I just keep rolling with the over here. I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, the Nats have allowed 32 runs in their last 4 games. And I don't know that Patrick Corbin is a guy that I would look to be like, all right, let's go. We need you to shut it down here. So I'm not exactly sold that that's going to happen here. So I might even look and just cut the game in half here and just say, hey, expect the Diamondbacks to handle business early and often. Maybe a first 5 over, or lay it with the Diamondbacks early and often in this one.
77 degrees at 7:05 at first pitch tonight. We'll see if that plays into it. Also, keep in mind, Patrick Corbin, once again, a lefty pitcher, struggling a little bit against right-handed batters. If you're looking for RBI shots today, look no further than the first five guys, Joe, anticipated in the lineup. That's Marte, switch hitter, who'll be batting from the right-hand side, 353 against lefties over the past 30 days. Rivera, 387 against lefties over the past 30 days. And then Gurriel, Walker, and Longoria, 424, 456, and 397, weighted on base percentages. Those first five guys should be able to do some damage and maybe keep those bats hot there for the Arizona Diamondbacks. But I think it comes down to it, like, if you're going to trust the Washington Nationals, I would trust them at a 180 price, not a plus 112 price here to win that ball game. We'll see how that plays out a little bit later tonight. The White Sox and the Yankees. And if you watched anything yesterday from the New York Yankees game, well, yeah, there wasn't a lot of runs, but certainly looked like Armageddon in the background of Yankee Stadium in the Bronx as the wildfires creeping in, given that ominous sign of a baseball game played around burning embers, it felt like, outside the stadium. We'll see if that plays into it tonight, see what that air quality is. But the total listed at 9 tonight for the White Sox and the Yankees. That's going to be Lance Lynn on the mound for the White Sox going up against Vasquez for the Yankees. The Yankees, a slight favorite here, Joe, at a minus 134 price.
Well, I mean, they're going to go up against a guy that has, shall we say, not missed a whole lot of bats lately here, Donnie, and Lance Lynn, who's been getting lit up here now. But listen, Chicago's certainly been playing much better baseball as of late here. It was a great win and great outing last night. Hendricks, you know, who actually is back now in the bullpen for him, kind of solidifying things, which is a great story. I hate the idea of Judge going on the IL now. You saw him not in the lineup last night. What a big difference that made. So you got to hope now, getting Stanton back and having Donaldson back, that maybe they can solidify things. I think Jake Bowers is now back in there. All in all, very cheap price, I think, to get the Yankees at home going up against Lance Lynn, who, quite honestly, Donnie, is not the same guy of a year or so ago. So I do think the Yankee bats are going to be able to get some runs in this one. And I still trust the Yankee bullpen more than I trust the White Sox bullpen. So, yeah, at this price, I'd back the Yankees.
Yeah, here's an interesting one, too, to try to take a look at, because Lance Lynn's on the mound, right-handed pitcher over the past 30 days. His xFIP is elevated at a 5.02, K rate about 20%, which is okay. But take a look at this. Left-handed batters, who he's faced 64 of those, a 501 weighted on base percentage and an ISO power number of 351. Here's the issue, though. Rizzo, Calhoun, Bowers, the only anticipated left-handed batters in the lineup today for the New York Yankees. Maybe they can do some damage. But if we flip it over to Lance Lynn, who, again, is a right-handed pitcher, Joe, he's really dominated against right-handed pitching. Also, take a look at this. 64 batters he's faced against lefties over the past month. 64 batters he's faced against righties. They're at a 215 weighted on base percentage and a 107. So an interesting split there to try to take a look at. If you think the Yankees can do damage, maybe it's Rizzo, maybe it's Bowers. Maybe that's the way you look for some RBI props here. Let's take a look at the Houston Astros and the Toronto Blue Jays. Yesterday, you might have thought, like, man, it's going to be a tough one here. Brown's on the mound for the Astros. Things aren't looking good for the Blue Jays, but that's what happens when you have an ace in Gausman. He went out and dominated yesterday and lifted the Blue Jays to victory here. Today, Chris Bassett's going to go on the mound against Blanco. How about this? A minus 156 price as a favorite here for the Toronto Blue Jays. And a total here, looks like we're expecting runs north of the border, sitting at a 9.5.
Well, it's let's see what we're going to get here. We saw Bassett, the Bassett of old, last time out against the Mets, I think, right? So let's see if we can get, I believe his wife had a baby. So he had to skip a start
strength.
There
let's
somewhere.
Go.
Yeah, and now he's back here on the mound, so back with the team. And, I certainly hope he can keep the ball down here. You can see the number of 9, Donnie, the total in this, leading me to believe that, yes, we're going to be expecting some runs, although outside of Houston in Game 1, we haven't really seen a ton of runs in this series here, and I don't know that we're going to get them today, but I would certainly... I mean, at this price range, Houston is certainly a live dog. I don't see how we can't think that here, Donnie, with this lineup here. Great comeback, but again, that was against Gausman. Bassett's not Gausman. So this lineup is very scary to me at plus money. feel like it's a value play here just to take Houston.
Yeah, if we take a look at maybe an RBI shot here going against Toronto and Bassett, he has struggled a little bit with left-handed batters over the past 30 days to the tune of a 354 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 268. Yordan Alvarez, left-handed batter tonight, a 311 ISO power number over the past 30 days and a 435 weighted on base percentage through 77 at-bats against right-handed pitching. Maybe that's a guy that you certainly do want to focus in on. Let's take a look at the Red Sox and the Guardians. Crawford versus Bibee? I believe it is Bibby? B-I-B-E-E. Mm-hmm. Haven't heard his name pronounced just yet here on TV. Minus 136 favorite here for the Guardians and a total listed at 8. You've always said it here. You don't really trust those Guardians bats today. Do you trust them, though, in this game up against Crawford?
No, the kid has been actually pretty good here, Bibby, for the Guardians. But again, Bibby, this like is it. And when you think about it, too, it was 7.5 last night with Bieber on the mound in that game. And we said yesterday morning, we like the over. We don't trust it. The Guardians bullpen has been not great so far this year. And the Red Sox, it's an adventure every time you get past the fifth inning and they got to bring somebody in. So another low total here, Donnie, with the bats for Boston showing that maybe they can get a little bit of life last night. They had a couple of big innings at the end, which was important. When you put it all together, I don't trust either guy to shall we say, limit. Maybe not hard to get. Maybe another one of these 5-4, 6-3 kind of games here. And the total, to me, I think, is the way to look here. Wind does appear to be, I believe, blowing maybe out here tonight for the Guardians and two guys and two bullpens that are less than shut down, shall we say. Very hard to look at an under right now with these two teams where they're at with the guys on a mound.
Here's the interesting part always, again, sort of that Arizona Diamondbacks feel to the lineup for the Boston Red Sox, the ability to have switch hitters and a lot of left-handed bats. Mm. 7 out of 9 batters tonight project from the left-hand side for the Boston Red Sox going against Bibby here. Now, he does have very good stats, splits lefty and righties, but the xFIP is a little bit high here at a 5.05. We'll see if that finally catches up to him. A game yesterday, which I think most people had their eyes on, figuring we would get runs. Two very good hitting lineups coming in at the right time and also a ballpark that's heated up and certainly one of the better hitting ballparks in Major League Baseball. That's the Cincinnati Reds and Great American Ballpark. We'll do it again tonight, 7:11 p.m. start. Noah Syndergaard on the mound for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Williamson on the mound here for the Cincinnati Reds. A favorite in here? Look, Syndergaard hasn't pitched all that well. He's a minus 172 favorite today and a total, yes, at 11, Joe. That's what we want to see.
Well, yeah, and that's about that feels about right, doesn't it? I mean, with what Williamson and Syndergaard on the mound, although I believe Syndergaard has actually been really good in his career against the Cincinnati Reds for whatever reason, including even when I believe with the Phillies last year, he won both times that he had faced them. So why not, Donnie, right? I mean, the Dodgers now in the midst here of this trip, for some reason, they melted down last night, which was not good. I don't know how you ever look at an under. I don't care that it's 11, Donnie. How are we looking at unders in this game with these two guys on the mound? First five over, expect the fireworks early and often as far as I'm concerned.
XFIP numbers here for Williamson, who's a left-handed pitcher, is a 5.84 over the past 30 days. And granted, that's not like 10, 20, 30 batters that he's faced. He's into the 90s with batters. His splits aren't terrible, but that XFIP number lets you know, how do they determine that? You know, the individuality of a pitcher. How many strikeouts do you get? Can you get over 20% of the guys? He's not doing that. Walk rate here, over 10%, that's not going to help you out. Because the one thing we know about the Dodgers, particularly in the top end of that lineup, they don't strike out, they force walks, and they hit with power. Take a look at the first seven guys here today, Joe, anticipated in the lineup going up against left-handed pitchers over the past 30 days for the Dodgers. Keep in mind here, ISO power numbers, 175 or higher, very good. 536, 400, 500, 400, 240, 500, and 240. My goodness, the Dodgers might be headed for a doomsday effort at the plate. More Major League Baseball coming up next. It's Joe and Donnie in the AM.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
5 more games to go on this card here, and it starts down in the Big A. That's the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves. That's going to be a 7:20 first pitch tonight if we're lining this game up at the FanDuel Sportsbook. It's Max Scherzer on the mound, the right-handed pitcher here for the Mets, and also going up against right-handed pitcher Charlie Morton of the Atlanta Braves. How about this? The price point, -130 for the favorite, +110 for the dog. Ah, simple, Joe. Scherzer's on the mound. Come on, man. He's easily going to be the favorite. He's not the favorite. The Mets are getting the +110 price. The total in a Max Scherzer start is 9.5 tonight down in Atlanta. Now, Scherzer's actually been decent here over the past few starts. Does that continue tonight? Do you just take the dog price with Max Scherzer? Or, Joe, do you tell me, Donnie, have you seen the Mets at the plate? I don't care who is on the mound. What gives tonight down in Atlanta?
Well, you're going to have to beat Atlanta by doing more than hitting just 4 solo home runs. That is just not going to get it done here. I mean, you got Alonso screaming at the other pitcher to go ahead. I dare you to throw that again.
Throw it!
I dare you to throw it again. But yeah, all right, I dare you to win the game, Mets. How's that? I dare you to. Win a game on the road. Can you do that, New York Mets? I will say this. I think Scherzer, he's been much better. It's not like he's been dominant over the Braves in his career, but he has been better the last couple of times out. He's going to need to be really good again. So hard for me to look at this game, though, Donnie, with Morton on the mound, who's very hittable. We know this. How do we not look at the over again? Expect the Mets. This is not going to be a 2-1 game, I don't think, by any stretch. Don't trust the Mets bullpen to keep anybody down. I'm going to keep looking at overs, and it's hard to believe Scherzer and Morton, and we got a 9 on the board. I don't think it's enough. I think this is going to be another one of these. We're going to get a lot more offense than we're going to get pitching here.
Yeah, you need 10 to cash in that ticket on a Max Scherzer start. And also, keep in mind with Max Scherzer here, over the past 30 days in Major League Baseball, I know he was rough to begin, but he's got it back together. An xFIP of 3.31, K rate close to 30%. Look at these splits. ISO power numbers where you want to focus. 082 to lefties, 051 to righties here. But here's the crux of the argument. This is what we wait for when we talk about hitting weather, Joe, especially in a ballpark that's known to carry well. 86 degrees at first pitch, 12 miles an hour blowing out to left field. Yep. That's why we're getting those high numbers, because Morton is a solid veteran pitcher. Max Scherzer can really ramp it up. They don't just throw tens out there in Max Scherzer starts unless both of these offense were anticipating heating up on the diamond tonight. But you're right about that. Yeah, throw that meatball junk again. Maybe win a game or two, New York Mets. We'll see if they can do it tonight at a slight dog price. Baltimore Orioles, Milwaukee Brewers. Kramer's on the mound versus Burns. A favorite here for the hometown Brewers at a -146 price and a total listed at 8. Orioles, Brewers, the trust level. Where are we going in this game, Joe?
Walk-off hit last night in extra innings for the Brewers. Gave them game one, and they're continuing to roll here. So keep in mind, too, Baltimore, by the way, now just they are 11-7 in one-run games, while the Brewers are 10-3. So they have been winning. Both of these teams have done really, really good in these close games late. And I think we're going to get another one of these close games late here. So I think the big question on everyone's mind is, which Corbin Burns do we get? Because we've been able to fade him a couple of times here, Donnie, over the last month or so, because he's completely overvalued by the marketplace. And we've been able to, cash tickets here against him. He's at home right now going up against an Orioles lineup that's a little less potent now with no Mullins as he's on the IL. Kremer he's 6-2. He's been very fortunate to have that that record, too, as well here. So I do think pitching is going to be at the forefront in this game. I'm going to look to back both of the pitchers and go under in the first 5 in this one.
I think you're right on that, too. Take a look at Corbin Burns. Now, he does have a slightly elevated xFIP number over the past 30 days of close to 5, but his strikeout numbers are there, Joe, at 27%. Now, here's where the breakdown comes in, which may be why you'd be leaning on an under. Take a look at Burns. Struggles a little bit with ISO power numbers to right-handed batters to the tune of a 231, but flip it over to the left side. 56 batters he's faced as lefties, a 260 weighted on base percentage, and an ISO of 063. Why is that important? Looks like we're getting 6 out of the 9 batters here, Joe, from the left-hand side for the Baltimore Orioles today. Mm-hmm. Maybe feeding into what Corbin Burnes has actually done well. We'll see if that plays out into an under tonight. Let's go down to Texas here. The Cardinals, the underperforming Cardinals against the Texas Rangers. We talk about Marcus Semien, his hitting streak here. Seager, that entire lineup powerful. We also talked about at the top of the show, Jacob deGrom now lost for the year and also next year. I don't think that's a good way on it tonight because Gray has actually been a very good pitcher this year for the Texas Rangers. And the Rangers at the FanDuel Sportsbook are favored at a minus 146 price with a total listed at 9. Flaherty versus Gray, favored to the Rangers. Can you trust the Cardinals as a dog in this spot? Not so sure I can.
No, I can't. And I can't trust Flaherty. That's the problem, too. On the road here, listen, his last start was pretty good, right? 1 run, 6 hits over 5 and a mm-hmm. third against the Pirates. He also gave up, I believe, just 1 run in 7 innings against the Guardians on May 27th. And what do those two teams have in common? You put them together, they're not as good hitting as the Rangers are and what they're going to face here right now. Not to mention, he's still got a walk problem. I can't trust Flaherty. If it starts to go, he tries to be too perfect, Donnie, then that's when the walks come. And you want to give this Rangers lineup right now opportunity, extra opportunities, extra. No, thanks. I can only look the Rangers here. It's been a rough stretch here for the Cardinals. I don't know that it gets any better against Gray here today in Texas. If it ain't broke, let's not fix it here, Donnie. Let's keep back in the Rangers. Anything less than $1.60. That's good enough for my money.
If you're looking to go against the Rangers, some things with Flaherty do add up just a little bit here. 4.61 xFIP, which isn't great, but take a look at the splits. He's actually struggled a little bit, Flaherty, being a right-handed pitcher against right-handed batters. A 357 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 200. However, he's anticipated going up today against 6 left-handed batters. That's where he's really excelled here. 279 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 018. Now, granted, when we talk about Flaherty, you're looking to say, okay, how does he line up against that lineup against a very formidable Texas Rangers, you know, batting order. But Gray has been awesome over the past 30 days. XFIP manageable, K rate close to 30%. But look at these splits. Again, sometimes you just have to say to yourself, well, what are the numbers that you look at, Donnie? 325 is a weighted on base percentage. If you're a pitcher, you want to keep that number below. That means you're a plus pitcher in Major League Baseball. A 180 to lefties, a 217 to righties. Then the ISO power numbers, right? Around a 0.170. If you're a pitcher, you want to keep it below that. Look at Gray. 069 to lefties, 088 to righties. So really in his groove right now. Hard to just go against the Texas Rangers. One of those teams right now where you see a decent price and you say to yourself, you know what? Sometimes you just got to ride it with the Rangers here, and specifically how Cardinals have certainly performed this year in 2023. Giants and the Rockies here out in Colorado in 11 as a total here. Seabold on the mound versus Webb, a favorite here for the Giants on the road at Coors at a minus 200 price, and rightfully so. The better pitcher, certainly on the Giants side today, Joe.
Yeah, and you know, it's so funny. I believe now 14-5 is what the Giants were against Colorado last year. This was their first meeting. They won that 10-4. It was a bullpen night, no less, for the Giants, and they were still able to get it going here. The bats, Giants have been really good on the road. The bats and that lineup have been really, really good on the road. And obviously, when you've, you know, 14-5 a year ago against this Colorado team, both home and away, there's a level of confidence here that you got to love. Not to mention, Logan Webb has been phenomenal against them over the last couple of years, including in Colorado. So he is the kind of mainstay right now. A lot of question marks with this rotation for the Giants. So they're going to have to hit their way to wins. But when Logan Webb is on the mound here, you're pretty confident he's going to be able to handle business for him. So I would only look the Giants. It's a $2 situation. I wouldn't mind laying the 1.5, but I also wouldn't mind the over in this spot either, because we're going to get some runs for the Giants here, and I think Colorado can chip in enough to get this thing over 11.
Yeah, taking a look at the XFIP over the past month here for Siebold. Not very good, 6.26, not a lot of Ks, too many walks here. And also, right-handed batters have been dominating him. Keep in mind, he is a right-handed pitcher. A lot of lefties do up in that lineup, however, for the Giants today. But it is Colorado. Everybody who goes there from the opposing clubhouse wants to get in that lineup and certainly see if they can do some damage. Now, Webb, granted, pitching in out in San Francisco with T-Mobile, a lot easier here than certainly pitching in Colorado in that thin air and elevation. But he's been awesome over the past 30 days. An XFIP of under 3, a K rate of 26%. And again, we like to look at those power number metrics. ISO power number to lefties in 082 to righties in 042. We'll see if that holds up there in the thin air of Colorado. Last game we'll get to today is the Cubs and the Angels rematching on the West Coast. And I don't want to be up late night for this night. I don't want to be watching this game. I'm still upset about it. But the Cubs today are a plus 116 dog and a total listed at 9.5. The runs came early for the Cubs, just none late. But the runs came in the middle of the game and later for the Angels in an easy walk-away win yesterday. And that game going over the total. Are we looking at more runs today in Southern California? Is Berea going to get on that mound and be like, no, not so fast?
Well, listen, the runs are coming from the Angels. They're not going to come from the Cubs. Over the last 30 days, they are now last in the National League in runs per game. That's what this Cubs lineup has done. And now they're going up against Berea, who has been absolutely phenomenal, both as a starter, Donnie, and out of the bullpen. He's not giving up home runs. And he happens to be going up again against the lineup that is struggling to score right now. They're not striking fear in any pitcher at any time. And Taillon has certainly had his issues once again with the long ball there. But that bullpen of the Cubs, too, they're 25th out of 30 Major League Baseball teams in ERA. They're trash, and they're always playing from behind, which is even worse. I could only look at the Angels at this low price here. I think it's 135, Donnie. I could only back the Angels in this one, and maybe even the team total going over.
Yeah, it feels like it here. Taillon, by the way, a 5.63 XFIP over the past month here. And if you take a look against lefties, he's actually gotten shelled to the tune of a 457 weighted on base percentage and an ISO. How about this? A 452, close to a 500 ISO power number. So if you're looking for a home run prop, there's a guy last night by the Shohei Ohtani, got one last night, maybe in the looks to get one today. Because against right-handed pitching over the past month, he's had 96 at-bats, a 349 ISO power number, and a weighted on base percentage of 390. Berea has been very good. Splits are awesome. Very rare you see this. ISO power number through 26 batters over the past month for Berea, a zero. To right-handed batters, he's faced 29 of those. Also, a zero ISO power number. That's the Major League Baseball card here. Covered it entirely on this edition of the Early Line. Fantastic stuff. But you are from South Beach. You are down in the Florida ring tonight. You have the epicenter of sports with hockey and NBA basketball over the next couple of days. It's basketball tonight. We need a final prediction here. Heat, win it? What's going to happen tonight?
Oh, you know me, Donnie. I'm going to be in the building here tonight. I'm going to be in the building tomorrow night for the Panthers. I would love to see get a win here. Panthers need it, obviously, a little bit more. But I do think Miami gets it done again here tonight. And all of a sudden, the sports betting world, their heads will explode if they go up 2-1, Donnie. We love chaos. We're rooting for it, my man.
You know what's happening. The Miami Heat win tonight, go up 2-1 in the series. You're going to get a -5 Denver line for game 4. And also, Denver's still favored to win the series. That's the way it happens here. Thank you, Joe Ranieri. I'll shut it down next with a little listen up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final segment today for Wednesday edition of the Early Line right here on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Joe Ranieri, Donnie Wrightside, powering through from 7 to 9 a.m. before handing it over to Ben Stevens and The Morning After coming up next and the rest of your Sports Grid programming. So don't you go anywhere. The fun is only beginning because we have the NBA Finals game number 3 tonight and a lot of good stuff here across the network that are going to get you ready, get you involved, and get you more educated to make those good decisions here, put some more money into your back pocket. A lot of fun today going over and taking a look at the NFL. NFC West. A little bit of 49ers talk, a little bit of Rams talk here. How might the Seahawks factor into that? Good stuff all the way around. And also a deep Major League Baseball card today, which we went over 15 games on this show, covering every single angle. Looking forward to it. A game does start around noon out in Pittsburgh, another game at 4 o'clock, and then the rest of the night card all the way through. Covered each and every game individually here, so hopefully we'll be able to cash in on some tickets. But certainly the big topic of the day, bleeding from yesterday into today, was the LIV Golf Tour basically acquiring the PGA Tour and the World Golf Tour. And where does that leave us here? What is going to happen to the PGA Tour? Listen up. It's done, it's happened, and they're moving forward. The LIV Golf Tour basically has swallowed up every other major golf tour on the planet and is ready to do business, and everybody hopes it'll be a profitable endeavor across the board. But having said that, the PGA Tour players that backed the PGA Tour over the past year and a half, they got to be feeling left out at this point. A lot of really good players defected and went over to the LIV Golf Tour and made hundreds of millions of dollars in signing bonuses and also playing for massive paychecks on a week-to-week basis and a lot more time off and feeling like they were first-class golfers. Just not very many people watching here across the commercial business. But having said that, how do the PGA Tour players fit in now, knowing that they didn't get that big bag? Do they want to feel welcomed? DeChambeau says, you know what? This is a really good thing for golf. Hopefully, those PGA Tour players can still feel valued, and he expects that to be the case in the future. We shall see. You know what else we're going to see? Who's going to win game number 3 tonight in the NBA down in South Beach? Stay tuned. Ben's up next.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.